It expresses the poetic nature of life. Life is a conversation, great conversation. Though it has a very beautiful poetry. And also, he restored the democracy in the psyche. What I mean by democracy is inside of us, there's a lot of pulsion. I want that. And then when this kind of encounter appears, it united all the different voices in the psyche. Because I think that's the first level of government in the heart. Are we living in democracy here? So that's the first place we try to. And for having democracy here, I have to listen to all the voice in the government of my psyche. This voice. So synchronicity help trying to listen to all different voice inside of us that I don't want. Otherwise, it's dictatorship. Dictatorship is when the fear is on the government of your heart, when you are in a fear state. This would be my sixth book. I'm writing about the idea to try to restore the democracy on the heart. It's a book project now. A little distinction between synchronistic encounter and intuition. Synchronistic encounter, it's an event. It's an event that creates a before. It marks something. Intuition is a perceptive faculty. Jung said a beautiful thing about intuition. It's the capacity to see before the curve. Intuition is the possibility to see before the curve. So intuition, it's a way to be curious when you have something unexpected. So intuition is a faculty of perception. It's not synchronicity. So if you are thinking about your grandmother and your grandmother phoned you for offering you some cookies, it's an interesting coincidence, but not necessarily a synchronicity. It's more an intuition. You had the intuition that your grandmother will offer you cookies. So intuition is a perceptive faculty. I think we have to make this distinction because a lot of time I think about that person, that person phoned. That's not synchronicity. It's intuition. Other example of intuition, Wayne Gretzky, because I like hockey, I mean in Canada. Wayne Gretzky was a very intuitive guy. He was never where the puck was. He was always in just a step before where the puck goes. And that's a nice metaphor for our life. We are like always everywhere where everyone are. But we can be just before the curve, just where the puck is going. So this is intuition. The Polynesian sailors were able to follow the track only seeing the ripples on the sea. So they were able to find our path, just looking at the pattern of the ripples. You know, we have lost this kind of intuition to look at the pattern. Michael Conforti talked about a lot about the pattern. He talked about the mushroom pattern and the reconnaissance of pattern. So we lose this capacity of intuition. But this is more intuition than synchronicity. So a distinction. Since this is my second book, in French, it's To Realize Yourself in a World of Image, but in English, I still search for an editor, but it's Necessary Illusion, the Necessary Illusion of Our Life, and this will be the workshop of tomorrow. So cultural synchronicity is a kind of synchronicity with a cultural object. It can be a book, a movie, a special event with a cultural object. I just want to say something about my encounter with Pina because I think it's a good example of what a cultural object can do in your life. Have you seen the movie Pina? Pina Bausch. Pina Bausch is a dancer, a German dancer, and this is a movie by Wim Wenders who made this movie about the life of Pina Bausch. A lot of people talk about this movie to me. You have to see the movie, you know, this kind of thing. You listen to the first one, five, six, seven. When seven people do you have to see the movie? You go to see it. So I decided to go to see Pina. But just before that, I must say that at that time I was writing a book called Dancing with Chaos. And for me, dance is very far from my cerebral thing, so I tried to express something very far from me, so the dance. And I contact a woman that was very close to Pina. She offered workshop on body workshop, dance workshop, this kind of thing. So at that time, people talk about Pina, and I contact that woman. We stopped the correspondence for 2 years. Then I go to see the movie Pina. Because the woman who offered the workshop, I said, too much. I was afraid of going in that kind of workshop body, which was, the fear, the dictatorship. So then I go to movie see Pina. And then when I see Pina, the movie is a wonderful movie, if you have a chance. There's no story, but all the story are in the body. And this is one idea. How many stories we can tell with the body instead of the words? It's a wonderful movie. And when I saw the movie, I said, oh, I must contact the woman. The woman is Paul. I must contact Paul. I left the cinema. Just going out of the cinema, I receive an email. An email from Paul said to me, Jean-François, I need your help. I just see Pina, just say, okay, I must send an email to Paul. There's an email said, Jeff, I need your help. Hey, I respond, I say, hey, Paul, I was thinking about you. I have seen the movie Pina, the movie is blah, 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 blah. So I send an email. So after that, Jean-François, I need your help. And then I said, okay, I return my email. What do you want? And then I receive another email, said, Jean-François, send me $2,000 because I had a problem in the hospital. You know that kind of thing? It's a trickster thing. It's the trickster. Oh, my God, this man from Bukuma, Mali, in Africa, the guy in Africa took the email of Paul, decided to send me an email at that time, wanted my money. Whoa. Like I said, okay, I have 2,000 to invest, but not into your book enough. So I invest 2,000 thing in the workshop of Paul. And it changed my life. I did. Yeah, I had to play with that. And I know why I was so feared of going to the workshop. I must confess that, okay, that was a trickster kind of thing. A man took a false identity, trying to take my money at that timing. You know, this is synchronicity. The right timing at that time. Whoa, what's this? And all the definition of synchronicity. So I decided to do the workshop. But during the workshop, I discovered with the bodywork that myself, I was living in a false identity. Because myself, I was abused by a priest when I was very young. And that workshop raised the memory of that, the abuse in my own life. So a trickster abused the identity of someone at that time, helped me going into a workshop that transformed my life because this memory was hidden of me. That's why I was afraid. I wanted not. But it changed my life. You know, it put new life into my life because I was hidden this secret inside of me. So this is a very tricky kind of thing related to the trickster archetype, but we will talk later. If you want a great movie about synchronicity, Magnolia. This is the best movie about synchronicity. You know, Magnolia, Paul Thomas Anderson. Wonderful movie about synchronicity.